Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've talked a little bit about the bottom of the order. And, you know, I told you Kiki Hernandez is a guy who scares me. I think keeping Will Smith down, he's a very good hitting catcher. He's done nothing really in this postseason. He had a home run the last game against the Mets. That would be big for the Dodgers. But let's focus on the Yankees real quick because I want to give you two guys. And one guy who needs to keep doing what he's doing and one guy who needs to wake up. And I guess, you know, both are fairly obvious, but I think that because of my, I don't want to say lack of confidence in it, but these are two guys who I feel good about Judge, obviously. I feel good about some of the guys who performed well, keeping it up. I feel good even about Verdugo doing what Verdugo does. Like, he's going to put the ball in play. He's going to get a couple hits. He's going to mostly make out, but like, I don't see that wavering up and down. Here's the two guys who I think could be dramatically different than what they've been. And one would be a major positive and one would scare me. And I'll give you the positive first. And it's not Wells. Because Wells has struggled here, but here's why I'm not going to say Wells to be a key figure if I had to pick one to get off the schneid. I'm not going to pick Wells because I don't think he's going to be the cleanup hitter anymore. With only one lefty pitcher on the staff for the Los Angeles Dodgers, I don't think they're going to stagger that middle of the lineup anymore. I think it's just going to be Judge and Stanton. So if that's going to be the case and they're not going to put someone cleanup, and Wells hitting cleanup was dramatically changed this team. There's no doubt about it. And he was great. He had a great rookie season. He's probably exhausted catching this much. It's a lot for rookie catchers to go through the postseason like this. It's been a long time. If I thought he still could be the cleanup hitter, I would pick him for my guy who needs to turn it around. I'm not sure where they're going to hit him, but it's not going to be between Judge and Stanton. I really don't believe that. I think it's going to be more towards the bottom of the order. And as great as he's been and as much of a game changer, sure, it would be if he got hot again. I'm going to go with Jazz Chisholm because he can be more electric. And he can bring an element of speed to the base path that obviously Wells can't bring. And he can get infield singles. And he could do more. Like, Wells is someone who could just hit the ball out of the ballpark, you know, have good at-bats, no doubt. Very important. I'm not saying he's not. But if you're not going to hit him cleanup and he's not going to be protection for Judge, and his defensive game is so much more important to me than even Jazz at third. And Jazz at every defensive position, you can't have mistakes necessarily. But him controlling the run game back there, him working with the pitchers, you know, he's been so good defensively that I could make the case that even if Wells doesn't turn it around, he's so important defensively and at the bottom of the order. And really, I'm looking for him to drive the baseball and hit, bring in runs when he's hot, that I can live with him being the lesser version of himself. I'm looking for Jazz to turn things around and create havoc on the base path. And I'm looking for him to stop worrying about the big swing and driving the baseball and doing much and having a Yankee moment. I understand we all want to have the Yankee moment, and he put out the cartoon or whatever, and he wants to be a New York legend. And I appreciate all that, and I like the optimism and the confidence and the swag. But I would really just, I'm looking for Jazz to just put good at-bats, maybe walk a little bit, get on base, and change the dynamic of the bottom of that order and create runs, because along with the Stanton home runs and the Judge home run and obviously the Juan Soto home run, one of my favorite moments of this postseason is that ninth inning against Class A where they scored two runs and they did it at the bottom of the order, working good at-bats. The Rizzo leadoff single, the Volpe base hit, the Verdugo just put the ball in play and get a run in, the base hit from Gleyber Torres. Like, the bottom of the order, getting on base and beating Emmanuel Class A in that game where you thought it was lost. You thought they were going to lose back-to-back games. Tied in the ninth with Emmanuel Class A after having already beat him the night before. I didn't see that coming. Like, that's as much fun as the big home runs. It really is. I know it's not one singular moment, but when you think back on it, how fun was that inning? To see this team manufacture runs at the bottom of the order. The bottom of the order has been such a problem for this team. The Yankees have two good hitters. We've heard it forever. And to see the bottom of the order come through with manufacturing a run or two against the best reliever in baseball, that's where it's at, man. And Jazz hasn't been a part of that, and he can be. He could be so he could steal bases. They haven't really stole bases in this postseason. Run the bases, steal some bases, create havoc, get these relievers on their toes. Like, I think he could be such an important piece. And so while him and Wells are both struggling, and they're going to face pretty much exclusively, for the most part, right-handed pitching, I think both are important. But if Wells was hitting cleanup, I would make it him my guy I'd like to see turn around. But considering all the different elements that Jazz can bring beyond hitting home runs and beyond driving in runs, creating runs, stealing bases, you know, creating that swag that this team could use, I'm really looking for him to have his moment in his series here in the World Series, even more than a Wells. And then the guy who needs to continue what he's doing, and I just mentioned his name, and this one scares me. Because I got to be honest, he has been the most up and down, and mostly down, if we're going to be fair, player on this team. And right now, Anthony Volpe looks like the guy who started the season out in Houston, looks like the guy who started the season red hot, and we had all these visions of what he was going to be in his second year. And then he wasn't for a long time. And then he had another real good run in the middle of the season, middle of the summer, towards the end of July. And then he wasn't. And Anthony Volpe has been so damn good in this postseason. And if you look at his chase rate, has dramatically dropped. He's swinging at strikes. That's it. He's swinging at strikes. He's hitting the ball hard. That at bat, I told you, they have this statistic. I brought it up the other night. They have this statistic for odds for every play in a game, how it affects the odds of not only winning that game, but winning the World Series. And up until the Soto home run, I'm not sure if the Soto home run changes this, but up until the Soto home run, no single base hit, no single swing impacted the Yankees winning a championship more than that base hit in the ninth inning from Anthony Volpe that sent Birdie pinch running for Rizzo all the way to third base and set up first and third, nobody out against Class A. That hit, you could argue, was as big as any in the postseason, helping him win that series and setting them up for the World Series starting on Friday night. And he's been so damn good. And I'm not telling you I don't have confidence that he can do it in the World Series. I'm not telling you that I suddenly think he's going to turn back into a pumpkin. But what I'm saying is we've seen it before. We've seen it turn on a dime. We've seen this kid be unbelievable, everything we wanted from him, putting the ball in play, drawing walks, running the bases, like everything we had, and he's made every play defensively other than the first error he made in game one of the ALDS. Since that moment, he's been great defensively. Everything about Anthony Volpe has been great.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it needs to continue. And I just feel like I can't just, I'll tell you, like there's guys who've been like this, like Anthony Rizzo. Anthony Rizzo is playing great, but he's been miserable a lot this year. I feel good Anthony Rizzo is going to give me good at-bats. I feel good about it. I'm not so worried about him fluctuating in the World Series. Even with broken bones in his fingers, I feel like you can bank on the idea that Rizzo's going to give you good at-bats. He's completely abandoned his power swing. He's up there completely just looking to get base hits, contact, hit the ball the other way, stand on top of the plate, hoping to get hit by a pitch. He's completely abandoned trying to pull the ball down the line and get a home run. He is up there as a slap hitter, get on first base. And I have full confidence we will see that version of Rizzo and him be successful. I do. I have full confidence that Verdugo is not going to be the worst version of himself, that he's going to be this better postseason player, that he'll come through with hits now and then. He'll put the ball in play. He'll make plays out in the outfield. He will be a positive player for the New York Yankees. I actually have somewhat faith we'll see that. The one guy who's been really good that I just, for whatever reason, can't seem to just feel like this is the guy we're going to see the rest of the way here is Anthony Volpe. And he's so important to them, and I think he can, but I really want to see it. And for whatever reason, because of his up-and-down nature, and the multiple times I felt like, okay, now he's figured it out, only to see him go back to the struggles. And I heard Aaron Boone on with John Boy talking about how mechanically it's night and day and how he's behind the baseball and how good he looks. And it's 100% true. He looks phenomenal. But I think him keeping it that way is as important as almost any other player. Continue, like Gleyber Torres clearly, and I have faith Gleyber Torres is going to be this good. I have complete faith Gleyber is going to be great in the World Series. Anthony Volpe is so important at the bottom of that lineup. He's been so valuable to them getting on base, so valuable to them getting base hits. I need that. We, the Yankees, need that guy to continue doing it, and he's the one guy who's been really good that I don't know if I can really just invest myself into the idea that he's going to continue to be really good. And so that's a game. That's a game changer to me, a World Series changer for me. They need this postseason Anthony Volpe to continue rocking. 888-808-1019. So there's a couple guys. One, my most important get out of a slump is Jazz Chisholm, even more than Wells. And my most important to stay going, only because he's the one I don't know if I have the most confidence in him staying going, is Anthony Volpe.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.